أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the lesson of fiqh for Sayyid Sistani with the book of Tawdih al-Masail, and this book which it talks about the fatwa of Sayyid Sistani. And for that we have to learn these fatwa, because it is so important for each single person to have these fatwa and to work according to them. Yes, brothers and sisters, we reach to recommended and disapprove acts. So this is the issue number 79. Sayyid said, it is mustahab, recommended, that a person sitting for relieving himself sits at a place where no one would see him, and enters the toilet with his left foot forward and comes out with his right foot. It is also mustahab to cover one's head and to place one's weight on the left foot. Yes. Sayyid Sistani is giving us some of recommended mustahabbat that a person should do, or he has to do it when he went to relieve himself. Yes, to relieving himself, sorry. First of all, he has to sit a place where no one would see him. Why? What is the reason behind that? The reason behind that is we have to protect our private parts from the foreigners, from the allowed person to look to the private parts, except between the husband and the wife. And we read before that it is haram for a person to look at others' private places, private parts. So here, Sayyid Sistani said, when you want to go for relieving yourself, you should choose a place where it is away from anybody. Nobody can see you. You can hide yourself, and when you enter to the toilet, you should enter with what? With left foot forward. You should enter with your left foot forward. When you are out, you should go out with your right foot, And also mustahab to cover one's head, to cover your head when you are inside the toilet. And also to place one's head, one's weight. That means you place your weight on the left foot, not on the right foot, on the left foot. Somebody say why these mustahabbat should I do them? We tell them that you have to do these. It is recommended, it's not obligatory, it is mustahab to do these recommended. And definitely there is a benefit from or behind doing these mustahab. So brothers and sisters, it is very, very good when you follow these mustahabs and recommend it and do them. But if somebody say, no, I don't want to do these mustahabs, it's okay. If you don't do the mustahab, you will never be punished. You will never be punished. But when you do the mustahab, when you do the recommended, okay, and disapprove acts, that will be better for you. Yes. If that's okay, Sheikh Ali. All right. Now with issue number 80. It is makruh to face the sun or the moon while relieving oneself. Here, Sayyid said it is makruh if you are relieving yourself. It is makruh to face the sun. It means to sit relieve yourself, sit relieving yourself and facing the sun. It is makruh. And also it is makruh if you sit and relieving yourself facing the moon. It is makruh, not recommended. Alright? But if a person manages to cover his private parts, it will not be makruh. If a person, when he covers his private part, for example, if you sit facing, relieving yourself and facing the moon or facing the sun, just like that, that will be makruh. But if you are able to cover your private part when you are facing the sun or the moon, that will be what? That will be good, not makruh. Moreover, it is makruh to sit for urinating, etc., facing wind. Also, when you are urinating yourself, when you are urinating and facing what? Facing the wind, it is makruh. Or on the road side, or sit urinating on the road side, it is also makruh. Okay, or in lanes, it's also what? It's also makruh. Or in front of a doors of a house, if you urinating in front of a door of a house, it is makruh. Or under the shade of the fruit yielding tree, and if you came and urinating in the shade of the fruit yielding tree, it is also makruh. Yes. It is also makruh to eat while relieving oneself. You see, brothers and sisters, it is also makruh when you are relieving yourself and you are eating. It is makruh when you are relieving and you are what? Relieving yourself and facing sun or moon. But it is not makruh if you cover your private part. If you are urinating and you are facing wind, it is makruh. Alright? And also, if you, what? Face, if you are really urinating, what? Facing the wind, it is makruh. If you are urinating and on the roadside, it is makruh. Or in lanes, or in front of a doors of a house, or under the shade, it is makruh. Or under the shade of the fruit yielding tree, it is what? Makruh. It is also makruh to eat while relieving oneself. It is also makruh. Or take longer than usual time. That means if you sit in the toilet, take longer than usual time, more time, it is makruh. Or to wash oneself with the right hand. And also it is makruh to wash yourself with your right hand. Talking is also makruh unless necessary. If you are talking while you are urinating or while you are relieving yourself and talking, it is makruh. But if you are it is necessary to talk, okay, to utter words remembering Allah is not makruh. So here, if you utter a word and this word is you are mentioning Allah, remembering Allah, praising Allah, it's okay, it is not makruh. And here is a small story I like to remind you or to tell you about this story. It said when the Prophet Moses عليه وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام, he talked to Allah. Definitely we know that Moses is the talkative of Allah, is the prophet who talked to Allah. Then Moses told Allah, oh my Lord, oh my Allah, oh my God, there is a places or time sometimes I hate or I don't like to mention you, to remember you, or to mention or to remember your names. He said, while I am with my wife, while I'm having my wife alone in bed, or while I am in toilet, while I'm in toilet, I in these two places I hate to remember, or I don't like to remember you. Not hate or don't like, but because I highly respected your name, I highly worship you, so I don't like to remember or utter your name in such places, because there is najasa in the toilet and there is janaba in with my wife, so I don't like to mention your name. What was the answer of Allah to Moses alayhi salam? He answered him, oh Moses, utter my name, remember my name anyhow and anywhere. Why? Because uttering my name, it is good. Ya Musa, اذكرني على كل حال فإن ذكري حسن. He said, even in toilet, even when I'm with my wife alone, practicing our special life. He said, yes, إن ذكري لحسن. You mention me in any time, it is good. All right. Now, brothers and sisters, we reach to issue number 81. It is makruh to urinate while standing or on hard earth or in the burrows of the animals or in the stationary water. Yes, and also Sayyid Sistani, he is mentioning to us there are some makruh we shouldn't do, or at least it is we have to be away of these makruh. And these makruh things we have to not to follow, we have to be away, just like when we are yes standing. لا نتبول ونحن واقفين. This is not obligatory, but it is makruh. It is makruh according to Sayyid Sistani. Or on hard earth, to urinating on hard earth. تتبول على الأرض الصلبة. مكروه أن تتبول على الأرض الصلبة. It is not. It is makruh to urinating on a hard earth. Or in the burrows of the animals. يعني في مكانات الحيوانات, في مضاجع الحيوانات, في نحن حظائر الحيوانات. On the burrows of the animals, or in stationary water, or in stationary water, it's also makruh to urinating there. All right. Now, I think yes. I think if we go over on issue number 82. I think if we go on issue number 82, here Sayyid Sistan said it is makruh to suppress or constraining one's urge for urine or exertion, and if it is injurious to one's health, it becomes haram. It becomes haram. So we have to notice in such case, he said, Sayyid Sistani, it is makruh to suppress or constrain one's urge for urine or excretion, and if it is injurious to one's health, it becomes haram. It becomes haram. So we have to notice, and to check out, yes. Within issue number 83, yes, brothers and sisters, with the issue 82, Sayyid Sistani said it is makruh to suppress or constrain one's urge for urine or exertion, excretion, and if it is injurious to one's health, it becomes haram. It means that not to let that urine stay inside your body and put it and not let it away in the toilet, but you keep it, that it will be makruh, and if it is, that will make you it will make harm to you, it will hurt you, that will be turned to haram, not only makruh. All right, now with issue number 83, it is mustahab to urinate. Yes, it is mustahab to urinate before salah, before retiring to sleep, before sexual intercourse, and after ejaculation. So here it is mustahab to go and to urinate before salah. Why? Because if you go to salah and you have urine on you, that will never let you constrain in your prayers, that you'll constrain with your urine, and also before retiring to sleep, it is mustahab to go and make urinate, and also it is mustahab to urinate before sexual intercourse, and also it is mustahab to urinate after ejaculation. Let me continue this issue, which is issue number 84, which talks about impure things. The following 10 things are essentially najis. The first one is urine. The second thing is feces. Number 3, semen. Number 4, dead body. Number 5, blood. Number 6, dog. Number 7, pig. Number 8, kafir. Number 9, alcoholic liquors. And 10, the sweet of an animal who persistently eats najasa. These are the 10 essentially najis. Inshallah, we will come to them one by one and explain them in details. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.